From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday broke a silence about whether or not he recorded conversations with former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey. The president said on Twitter, with all the recently reported electronic surveillance intercepts, unmasking and legal leaking of information, I have no idea whether there are tapes or recordings of my conversations with James Comey, but I did not make and do not have any such recordings. The tweet ended weeks of uncertainty about whether the president had installed a White House taping system. Senate Republicans have unveiled a draft bill to overhaul America's health care system and replace what's widely known as Obamacare, drawing criticism from Democrats and expressions of concern from some moderates, as well as members in their own party. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Obamacare is not working.
We agreed on the need to free Americans from Obamacare's mandates, and policies contained in the discussion draft will repeal the individual mandate so Americans are no longer forced to buy insurance they don't need or can't afford, expand tax-free health savings accounts, and deploy targeted tax credits so we can help defray out-of-pocket costs, and shift power from Washington to the states so they have more flexibility to provide more Americans with the kind of affordable insurance options they actually want.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was one of the Democrats who criticized the measure.
Will we get more than 2 minutes to debate each amendment we ask for? Or will we be under reconciliation process where we have simply 10 hours of debate and then every amendment only gets 2 minutes? And does he consider that, 2 minutes, if that's the case, a full and fair debate on each amendment?
This is VOA News. Iraqi generals say Islamic State's destruction of the iconic al-Nuri Mosque in Mosul is a sign that the militant group's power in the city is coming to an end. Soldiers in Mosul tell VOA that IS wanted to destroy the mosque in advance of an Iraqi coalition victory over the group in Mosul.
This is Mosul's old city, where there has been heavy fighting over the past few days.
You also don't see any civilians around here, as most everyone in this area has fled.
Only a few hundred meters from here, the al-Nuri Mosque, both the symbolic heart of the Islamic State and an ancient treasure of this region, was bombed last night by IS militants. We can't get to the mosque now because the bomb site is still heavily guarded by sniper fire and mortars. Soldiers say IS wanted to destroy the mosque in advance of an Iraqi and coalition victory over the group in Mosul.
As you see, our fighters overcame strong resistance here, and you can see how hard they fought. It is difficult traveling this small city. The roads and the geography are difficult. They did the right thing.
Mortars, bombs, and IS sniper fire are still killing people as they run. Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
European Parliament President Antonio Tajani said Europe needs to be pragmatic in dealing with Britain following the country's decision to leave the bloc, but urged cooperation in future dealings. During a gathering of European leaders in Brussels, he said the UK will leave the European Union, not Europe. This is important to pave the way also for good relations after the separation. European Union Chief Donald Tusk said the remaining 27 EU nations are ready to choose new locations for the Europe-wide agencies currently headquartered in Britain. French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to work together with Germany to relaunch the European project as member states argued over how to manage refugees after Britain leaves the Union. Turkey has deployed 23 additional military personnel to Qatar and sent a cargo ship carrying food to the tiny Gulf state. 3 weeks ago, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut diplomatic and economic ties with Qatar over concerns that the nation was supporting terrorist groups, accusations Qatar denies. Turkey has stood behind Qatar during the dispute, providing the desert nation with food and pledging military support. After an initial run on grocery items in Qatar, Turkey stepped in to fill the shelves. In the last 3 weeks, 105 Turkish cargo planes filled with food have made the trip. The cargo ship leaving Thursday carries 4,000 tons of dry food, fruits, and vegetables, expected to reach Doha in about 10 days. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.